Now turn to section 3. Section 3. You will hear a man and a woman discussing the man's recent training. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Hi, Kevin. Welcome back.
Hi, Christine. Thanks. It's good to be back.
Do you have a moment? I want to get some feedback about the training you've been on.
Of course. I have a meeting in 20 minutes, but I'm free until then.
So, you were away for 3 nights. Was the accommodation okay?
Well, the room was clean and it was serviced every day before I got back. It was a little bit noisy as the side of the hotel where I was sleeping was quite near a train line, so every time a train passed I could hear it quite clearly. Trains weren't that common at night though, so it didn't disturb me too much.
I see. Well, next time we book that hotel, we'll request a room away from that side. Did you find the conference centre where the training was easily?
The directions they gave me were atrocious. I ended up being half an hour late on the first day. The directions instructed me to take a road that went the other way. It was only when I stopped at a petrol station and asked for directions that I was able to get back on the right road.
Didn't you have a sat-nav?
I did, but the charging cable had broken and it wasn't working that morning. If it had been working, then there would have been no trouble at all.
Were they okay that you were so late on the first day?
Some of the other trainees gave me looks, but the trainer wasn't worried, and she was very apologetic about the problems. She even phoned her boss to complain at the first break and told me they would fix things immediately.
That's more like it.
Yes, and that really summed up the trainer. Nothing was too much trouble for her. She was also extremely knowledgeable about her subject and skilled at getting her ideas across. A natural teacher, I'd say.
I'm happy about that. At my last training, the trainer was just awful. He was late, he hadn't prepared, and he plainly didn't care about any of the trainees.
Oh, that does sound awful.
Was everything okay at the conference centre?
Well, the internet connection was a bit slow, which was annoying, as I wanted to keep in contact with the office. It didn't really affect the software training, though, as we didn't need to go online very often. The training room had everything that was needed, though it would have been nice to have drinks there. These places are all air-conditioned, and it can make you very dry. The food was fine, and the place was clean and tidy.
How were the other trainees?
Well, I got a bit of a frosty reception when I first arrived because of my lateness, but they soon warmed up after they heard the reasons and were fantastic. We all became very friendly.
Did you all have the same knowledge level?
Yes, pretty much. It was really good in that way, as we all shared the same problems and so we could discuss things and learn from each other. It was actually really productive and the best part of the training. We swapped contact details so that we can keep in touch and help each other with the new software installations.
It's often the way that contacts can be just as productive as the training.
Yes, exactly.
You now have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen to the rest of the discussion and answer questions 26 to 30.
So, did you manage to get the software all installed on our systems?
Yes, I did, but it was quite a struggle.
What happened?
The plan was after the training I would spend the weekend here at the offices installing everything.
That was a bit tough, having to spend the weekend here.
Yes, but when things like this happen, my contract states that I get an extra 4 days in lieu that I can add to my summer holiday. That made my wife quite happy.
Yeah, I bet it did.
So, I had a real long session here at the weekend.
What happened?
The first thing was that our existing operating system was a bit out of date for the new software. In order to fix that, I had to run updates on the whole system, and during that time, I just had to wait.
Did it take long?
A couple of hours. It had to be done, though, or I'd have had to buy new computers for everyone. The updates were slow, but free. The next problem was that our systems just couldn't accept the new software. I tried everything, but it wouldn't work. I thought I'd have to get a consultant in this morning to help me.
How did you fix that in the end?
Fortunately, one of my fellow trainees on the course had just done what I was trying to do, so I called her. She managed to talk me through everything. It took a bit of time, though, and I really thought I'd have to get the consultant in.
So it all got installed in the end?
Yes, but the problems hadn't ended.
What happened next?
Well, after I got everything fixed up, I did a few trial runs in order to see if things were working well. It seemed fine, but then I noticed some irregularities. Unfortunately, a bug had got into the system and was starting to mess things up.
How did you fix that?
It was lucky I saw it so early, or I'd never have fixed it. I had a look at the code that was causing the problem, and I recognised it. It was something the antivirus setup we have already couldn't handle, so I had to buy some more complex add-ons. They were downloaded straight away, and they cleared away the bug.
Was that the end of it?
Almost. The last thing was that I stayed so long at the office on Sunday night that the automatic alarm was set while I was still there. Of course, the alarm went off, and the alarm was blaring out. I thought the police were going to come and take me away.
Did you call the security firm and give them the all-clear password?
Yes, I did, but it was the old one. I gave the new one straight away afterwards, but it was too late then. I had to call the boss, and he called the security. Luckily, it all happened before the police got there.